Things look very peaceful here on the lawn. And then Tolstoy emerges from the bushes, scythe in hand, sweat on his brow, and looking every inch a labourer. He has a long white beard and wears a cap and peasant shirt with a black belt around it. He is a shrunken figure, about 5'4" tall. He wears a sun hat, which I become familiar with over the next few days. He would always wear it when walking in the fields. As he removes it to sit with us, I become aware of his large forehead and thick eyebrows overhanging stern eyes. Why am I here? He had surprisingly agreed to give some time over the next few days to talk about his life and beliefs. In many ways, it was remarkable he was still a free man after the things he'd said about the government. But then we must remember that his full title is Count Leo Tolstoy, and privilege of birth had given him protection when criticising government, protection that his contemporary Dostoevsky did not receive. For the last two decades, Tolstoy's has been the only voice in Russia which the government dared not muzzle, leaving him free to denounce a long list of perceived evils. His targets were endless: the cruelty of the army, the stupidity of the powerful, the unlawfulness of war, the inequality of the social hierarchy, the self-indulgent behaviour of the upper classes, the oppression of the poor, the immorality of the death penalty, the inadequacies of other writers, the illegality of the law courts, the demon drink and the sin of meat-eating, the evil of the church, the decline of science and art, and the criminality of the censors. His solutions to these problems lay in non-violence, God, self-control, and reason. So yes, war and peace and Anna Karenina may have been tiring achievements, but for many, Tolstoy was now a revolutionary rather than a writer, a symbol of dissent against a government which allowed no dissent, a white knight of liberty against the dead hand of bureaucratic control. Strange to say, people now loved him more for what he stood for than for what he'd written. But what did he stand for? And perhaps more important still, who was he? Such things I hope to discover in my conversations with Leo Tolstoy. Early days. Even as an old man, Leo Tolstoy is a towering moral presence. Many had found this to be so, even if they did not agree with him. And that is my experience as we sit in his book-lined study on my first morning. I have in mind the words of the artist Repin, who I met briefly yesterday as he was leaving. He had often painted Tolstoy and said this about him: "Often a day or two after a conversation with him, when your mind begins to function independently, you find that you cannot agree with his views, and that some of his thoughts, which seemed at the time incontrovertible, now appear improbable." Well, would this be my experience? Your youth was a long time ago now, sir, but it is where most people start. So how do you remember your youth?
At some future time, I may relate the story of my life and dwell in detail on the pathetic and instructive incidents of my youth.
Your mother died when you were two, and you say that despite trying, you can gain no picture of her. But your father, I know he was often away arguing lawsuits and keen also on hunting and shooting, but you were nine when he died, so there must be some memory there.
I remember him in his study, where we went to say goodnight, or sometimes simply to play, where he sat on the leather divan, smoking a pipe and caressed us, and sometimes to our great joy let us climb onto the back of the divan while he either continued to read or talk to the clerk standing at the door, or to my godfather who often stayed with us.
And of course you had three elder brothers and a sister, though only Maria is still alive now, and your eldest brother, Nikolai, he invented an important game for you all, did he not?
He did.
Around the idea of the ant brotherhood, an imaginary community of love and happiness who apparently experience no disease, trouble, or anger. But you didn't as yet know the secret of this happiness. It was written on a green stick.
The ant brotherhood was revealed to us, but not the chief secret.